Tafsiram and Olive and Cheney Truma. Tell me that Eloy Yamin Mishum Rabbi Yamayazah. So Rabbi Yamayazah, the Mishnah said that the term Minatar Latamei explains that Eloy, you can be Terim Minatar Latamei Balach, where there's a chashash, even of being Matamei the Tahar. Take that. How would you do this? Well, let's say Kovash Zeti Batum. You have some Zeitim that are now pickled and they've been Kabbatumah, who are Tumah, Tulman B'Tahara. Now he wants to bring Zeitim that are Tahorim to be able to give Tumah Tahara. So what does he do? He has to do it in a Mukaf. That is doing Mukaf while avoiding any danger to bring the town. He may be Mashpech Shem B'Pisk Beitzah. When the Maleh Otam Zeitim, he brings a funnel that the small part of the funnel, that's what it's called, should be less than a shear of the kibetza. Less than a shear of the kibetza won't allow Tumah to go back up into the zeitim that are above it. And then you put that on top of the chavis of the pickled olives, and into Torei Minamuka. All right, what's the problem? Along with the chavis of the kibetza, have people the kibetza? Well, pirurim or not? I mean, what about the fact that each one of these 18 is separate? I mean, if you have separate olives, how is one going to be the time of the other one? Even if the shear of the mashpech is larger. No, that's a different thing. That's your loya tamez itimar bay. If it's a large mashpech, and you'll have at least those 18 that are actually touching, there'll be a lot of them. So they'll all be coming. Amrulo, so they said now to Rebbe Eloy, who is the one who was saying that the din of Rebbe Elazar was set on lach, in lecha kol lach kori lach. Ela yayin v'shem. We agree, and even those who argue with Rebbe Elazar, that there's not, the gezeira, the claw, is only on yayin v'shem, because over there, you can't possibly have some way of controlling the tumah if it's minamukav, because of the fact that these things that are wet are by definition are wet with the gavra and the kabel tumah, because it's mashkin, it's yayin v'shemen, is just like water. So therefore, that was where the problem was, and even over there would be an eitzah. What would be the eitzah? How could you now, if you have yayin and shemen, how could you take it off and it should be in a mukaf and nonetheless it shouldn't be a problem? Well, you have korachat mishnei borach, mishnei korot leborachat. Well, so you take the korah, which is the big heavy wood that you put normally on top of the grape for pressure to crush them. So if now after you took the first korah and you crush them, you now take the wine, the resulting liquid, and you put them into two separate vats. In the borough, what are they called? I think they're called, I don't know, I think they're called that. You know, the place where they're stepped on and they're left there for a while. So over there, you separate them, and one of them is coming. So over there, you can take off yayin in one bar for the other one, because that is considered to be minamukaf, even though it's not mamish touching, because since you had used a single korah, it's as if they're in a single vat, even though the mice were physically removed from each other. And in a single bar, if there would be two korot, that would be pressing on them, and then also you can be torah. This is considered, we're not talking about tamei torah. We're just saying that you could do that, and it would be considered to be minamukaf. So, If the case would be that it should be minamukaf, and it would be min taira, would there be also a way that it was in the single bar? I mean, you gave me two cases over here. How is that an example of a case where I could be doing minamukaf when it's tar? If they're in the same, they're sharing the same bar, then they're going to be mitami, aren't they? Rabbi says, Rabbi Lo, B'shem Rabbi Lo, T'ipater Shayab L'Libo La'asot L'Tfusa Achad, Nimlach La'asot L'Shtei Tfuot. We're not saying obviously we're not saying that if they're now liquid in one boiler, it's considered to be not tummy. We're talking about the case when we're saying if you make two korot, that it's called, considered to be mukaf, we mean, where lechatchila, you wanted now to do this question in one bar. And that's why it's called the minamukaf. So now, if in the end you put it into two borot, it's considered to be still minamukaf, even though there's no chashash at all of being mekabel tuma. Only that case was mukaf. Remember, Yossi Bar Bohen, and how did the tema, when do we allow you to take off tuma tar on tummy, even though it's locked? The fact is, it's talking about only a case where the wine became tummy after you already did the last things that you need to do. So you were mishole, means you put it through a filter, you took out all of the pieces, you know, the leaves and the junk to get in it, and you gave it enough time that the other stuff that wasn't caught by the filter is makfeh, now comes up to the top, and you scoop it off of the top, so then it's considered to be nigmar malachon at this point, because at that then shekvar nir the truma b'tahara, since the truma took the truma took place after you had already done this, and at that point it's considered to be gemar malachon to be mechayev you now in meisim. So meila once there's a fiyah to take off the tahara, so then when it becomes tamei they also allowed you this kula that you can be torin minator alatame. Aval imitmat shaloshila. But if there was never a time in which there was a chiyev to be torin while it was tohar, so then you cannot be torin minator alatame. The only one who would hold that you could would be in our Mishnah was Rabbi Lazar, and he's talking gafka in a case where there was once a chiyev to be torin. But if there was never a chiyev, then even he's not going to be made torin. Omar Rebbe says Rabbi b'shem Rabbi Yoshia b'shem Rabbi Yanai halacha k'rav Eliezer. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yoshia halacha k'rav Eliezer. Rabbi Chuna and Rabbi Chanina say ein halacha k'rav Eliezer, and Rabbi Yosef Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel say ein halacha k'rav Eliezer. Also uvde kamei Rabbi Yami, so a ma'isa have such a thing. Can I take off somebody else? Would I be allowed to take off in a Torah Tami in this case where it was probably higher than in Truma before it became Tami? Willohori, he didn't want to rely to pass him like Rebbe Eliezer because there were so many sheepers that held not like that. Omar, train, Imo. He said that we have over here a case of two against two. And so we have the case of Reb Tavi, who was quoting Reb Yoshi and Reb Yitzchak, that the halacha is like Reb Elazar, and we have Reb Huna and Reb Chanina that say in halacha Reb Elazar. So how am I supposed to pass you? There's no doubt of a rabbin over here. Well, Reb Yitzchak bar Nachman Hori, what about Reb Yitzchak bar Nachman? I mean, can't you rely on him? He said halacha Reb Elazar. A few came, no Hori. Nonetheless, he was afraid of the Mora, because he said, look, the fact that one is greater than the other one, but the bottom line is we have two against two. I'm not going to be wrong.
Is this a source for the issue of counting up sheep?
We need this as a source. I mean, it's not 5,000 Gemara. I don't understand what kind of question it is. Gemara always says, Haveli Rabin, so we put together a Venus or a Versus one. I understand. Somebody goes ahead and he's Torin, and he's Torin it in such a way so that it should be minamukav. He starts taking it out, and as he takes it out, it's not mukav. And he says it's truma on condition that everything should be okay. So what does everything should be okay mean? So everything should be okay means shalom and hashever, shalom and hashicha, avalom and hatumah. The condition means, what he's afraid of, is that what if it spills on his way up and ends up with meduma? He's saying, if I get this out of here, because right now it has to be mukav, he's not going to pull it out of the vat. If this spills, then I'm mevato before what I'm saying now. Or if the thing breaks and it's going to spill, I'm mevato. But it does not mean minatuma, because the truth is, once he took off the tumor, he doesn't really have to worry about it post-tumor. His concern is he's worried that he's going to have a problem now with mixed rumen in his colon. But he's certainly not thinking that if it turns out to become something that the sheretz falls into it or something on its way up, that there is going to be mevatel his tumor. Well, the shuman omer asking not tumor. The shuman says, no, he's concerned. He wants to give tumor to Hera. So if something happens to it on its way up, then he was mevatel taking off the tumor in the first place. Well, if Yosef or the Chanina, the tumor is tulayon, he must be. We're talking about over here, when Rabbi Shimon says that he made a truma, that's not even a truma, I mean, that's talking about a truma that he's concerned about a true yom touching it, but not other trumas. Why? Because many people, you have the place over here? Because many people, that other truma isn't very nimsa, but many people, they go to the mikvah in the morning, and, you know, because the Rabbanut wants to check them in to make sure that everything was done betire, and they stamped their thing and they went to the mikvah. But Bamaita, the Tula Yom, and they're working now with the wine, because the Tula Yom is going to be the Tabakula. But when he takes off the Truma, he's worried that one of the workers is going to go ahead and touch it. So if that worker touches it, now he's going to have Truma, the Truma. That he does think about. And when he said the Shalom, that's what Rabbi Shimon was referring to. Because the Matinah Ben Agitas. But Stam, Tuma, and all of a sudden the sheretz will fall into its own. That's not his concern. You go from the mitzvah into the work. You come down, and here's the time. Where?
In the
mitzvah. You were there.
That's
right. But didn't we go there once
to buy the Lubavitch?
In that place,
the
Lubavitch. I mean, that case.
You walk down to the mikvah clearly, right, with the steps, with the plaster, the mikvah, and then.
Yeah, the good old days. Omer Yossi, in the Tful Yom, Maga Eitzot Tevel. The Tful Yom makes absolutely no impact by the Tevel. That's why they allowed him to go directly to the mikvah and then they go work, because he's not going to be the Tommy Tevel, because he's a Shani. And Tchulin is a Makabot Tumah from a Sheni. My Sheni and Tchulin becomes Pasol from a Sheni. And the Mele, he had in mind, Afilo Tumah, but only this Tumah. So the Amr of Yudin, Bamed, Varma, Murin, Bichumagadol, Ashi, Tzachar, Tromin, Amu, Kaf. This whole idea is only where somebody has to take it, Minamuka, from the Mele. He's worried about it falling back in, and therefore he makes the Snai from on Truma Gedola, he's going to be Mavato, the Truma Gedola. So he has a problem, because the Truma can only be Chal while it's still there, right? Because otherwise it won't be Menamukav. So you can't just take it out from the bar and say, okay, now that it's safe, now I'll make a Truma. So that's the whole point. You have to leave it in the bar in order to make up Truma. But if you're talking about Truma's Meister, we're over there, he doesn't need to be Menamukav. We already saw, we learned that out of the Pasuk. Because it says Mikol Maasrechem Talimu, right? So as we said, even if one is in the Galil and one is in Yehuda, so it says Mikol Maasrechem. So if the guy would be afraid, therefore, that something's going to happen, he can simply wait until it gets out, instead of making a tnai. So the Mele, somebody who goes ahead and takes Truma Maasrechem in this way, he did not have Kavana about he wasn't worried about his Truma. That was not his Svara over here. And Lafilu Sharkol Advarim Shalom. Therefore, what is he talking about? He's talking about the Bichlal. He wants to make sure that it should be absolutely okay. So once it gets out of the bar, so then we consider it to be that his tonight was Mukuyah. But if something happens to it and it goes back in, so then it wouldn't matter. We don't say, because there he isn't worried about the Nidamah. He just wants to make sure that nothing happens. If nothing happened now, even if it happens outside and falls back in, that simply was not what he was thinking about. If you're going to Truma Gedola, that is specifically what he was thinking about. What about if he was Hayatorein, Truma and Truma's Meister, Ke'acha? So he was taking them out together, and then he makes this snag. It's only Truma if it's Ayla B'Sholeh. So then, in Akshalom, then already, once he makes the Tanai, since he had Truma in it, so then even though the Truma is Meiser, he didn't have to take out the Tanai, but he was doing it all together, so it's all together in one condition. So as long as the condition wasn't Mikuyam, even though we said Mikavi the Truma is Meiser, he normally wouldn't have made a condition, but since it's all one condition, whatever he meant by the Truma Gedola, which is however it falls in, even if it falls in afterwards, and dribbles back in, I didn't want that to be Truma, so then it wouldn't be true as Meister either. You heard of the Rebbe Yotmer? Lo alta al daitar shal ze la vor al divrei tera la gim true as Meister true as Meister. It's nonsense. I mean, we would never think that he meant it separately and that it's a day. Because what are you going to think that he meant? That he would first be Mekayim the Tanai and then what? Then take off the Truma Gedola. In other words, what are you going to say? You're going to say the Truma is Meister. How would there be a... Give me an example of where it would be possible that it could be Truma is Meister and not Truma Gedola. By definition, if it's not Truma Gedola, of course you didn't want the Truma is Meister to be called. Not because he's doing it all together, it's all one tonight, but because you're not allowed to take off Truma is Meister before Truma. It's an issue to be right, right? To be Maxima Tani Gedola. So obviously he has in mind that if the Truma Gedola isn't going to be chal, he never had an intent to take off Truma's Meister. Mamela, whatever goes wrong with the Truma Gedola, Mamela takes the Truma's Meister, even if his bat wasn't Megabe the Tanai, because there would be no way that it could be if he hadn't been gone off the Truma Gedola, that's all. The law of Sadek, I've all been right there, but he's going to be over in an instant of your life, after Truma's Meister, the Truma Gedola, and that's his over portion, it's an undana that he didn't mean to take him. It would be ridiculous to think otherwise. Musti for Baba Bamomo, Vatanina and Inkramimin Atame Alatahar. The Baba Bamomo says, how do you explain? It says in the Mishnah that if somebody went ahead and was Termin Atame Alatahar, then we said, okay, it was Bishoge Truma Tor Truma, right? Why don't we say that if he realized that it was Tame, he certainly wouldn't have been Torah? Because you're saying over here, if a guy realizes, in other words, if he would have realized, he said, now what he was doing was wrong, such as over here, that it would have turned out because of the condition he made to the Truma Gedola, the Truma's Meister would have been taken first. So we're saying we have an Umdana, that he never would have wanted such a thing. So you should say the same thing. If the guy was the Shoge, and he took off from Tamei Ala Tahar, so then we should say, had he realized it was Tamei, he would never have done it, and the Mela that Truma shouldn't be called a Kalal. Why do we say that he had a Truma as a Truma? According to this Torah, we have an Umdan, and a guy never wanted to do something wrong. So how do you explain that? Hagas Mecha. Imagine now, what would be the case of Taram, the Amar Lo Al Tal Bato Lavor Al Divrei Torah? Since, I mean, the guy could come to you now and say, well, I certainly never wanted to take off Truma Shalom Jalacha. And in which case, why don't we say it's simple, it's considered to be a Mechasol, right? That's Truma B'taud. And it should not be considered to be Truma. In which case, it should be exactly the same as your Tanai over here. Amar Baba Bar Mama, Imam Arat came. Because if you're going to rely on that in that case, that it shouldn't be Truma at all, so now you're taking him away from the problem, which is a minor problem, essentially, of being Torah Minatame Ala Tahar, and you're going to be Machmir Sim, you're going to end up being Machshel him on something that is much more Chomer. Because if he believes that he ended up taking Minat Tahar, so then he's not going to realize that it's Truma at all. That it wasn't Truma at all, and that he's eating Teva. He's going to end up eating Teva. So therefore, he is more nervous. What happens if he doesn't find out? Right? He doesn't find out that it was stomach. So now, we're saying, but we have an Unda that he wouldn't want it to make a Truma. So now he's eating all of his food. With every Kezias he's eating, he's bringing over an Isser Misa. And you're saying, but he would never have wanted to take off the Truma. Well, obviously he wants to take off the Truma on something that he wouldn't know and he'd be eating Teva. So how could you say such a thing? It's clear that the guy, at least he wants that the Truma should be Truma, but he hasn't. Right? Okay. And there's no comparison to his eating Teva, to whatever is going to go wrong with the Truma that he shouldn't have taken her off from the tummy. Okay, because the Tevel is much more Kumra. Tevel is of a Nisa. And therefore, in order to avoid being high Nisa, the Shemayim certainly wouldn't want to, that it shouldn't be Truma. Masha Enkein, the Tohar, that eats over here, the Tomei, which would be the case, he's giving the Kohen Truma Tmea, and the Kohen thinks that it's Truma Tahora, and therefore he's being Marshal, and so on. So over there, it's fine, the Kohen would be over on an Israase, at Mishmeret Trumotai, but I mean, there's no comparison. And he certainly would not be Nefa, but it shouldn't be Truma, in order to avoid that Akshala for the Kohen. Thank you.